Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. Great time to get out and golf. Great time to get out and check out the 36 holes available to you, the tennis facilities, all the new cosmetic work they've done out at Crestview. Give them a call. Check out the facilities. Tommy and I are both members out there. Our families love it. We'd get a lot of use out of that. So give them a call if you're interested. Tell them we sent you from Sports Daily. All right, we're talking KU football. I assumed this is where a large portion of the day would go because it is broken at the moment. Can it be fixed becomes the question. Let's go to the phone lines, the IHOP hotline. Anthony, thanks for sticking with the break there with us. What's on your mind?
Well, there's not too many guys who I'll stick to a break for, but you guys got me hooked and reeled. So
checks in the mail. Pleasure. Thanks, Anthony.
I'll be looking for it. Ready to retire. But we're talking about KU football, and this is one of the only times I really become a fan of KU sports is football season. And it's always intriguing because we've been seeing a build-up and a build-up to where we thought that this would be a breakout, and right now it's not happening. I expected them to at least I expect them to get out the gates at 3-0, and you know, it's like you see a flash, but you don't see a completeness to it. And I know you mentioned that some of his former coaches said there's nothing mechanically wrong with them. But how much of it is due to, if you circle back to last year, the injury? How much of it is related to rust? And then there was also some comments. You can't help but think how much of it is also mental, because some people were saying he was basically holding out because he wanted a bigger NIL deal. I mean, there was a lot of he say, she say stuff, you know, stuff outside the lines of football. So how much does that weigh in on a player's mental psyche when you hear these things and you're being labeled like this and you're having to differentiate what's being said as opposed to concentrating on the game? I mean, where do you pinpoint it? So I just want to bring out those points and see what your take is on that. Now I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate it, Anthony. I haven't thought about it a whole lot, all of that chatter that went into last year. I have always been of the belief that he just had a bad back and couldn't play. I don't buy most of that other stuff. I agree with Shreyas's interviewees. And again, I would lean on them far more. Like when I watch it, he doesn't look hurt. I think I sent you that, Tommy, on Saturday. Like he doesn't look hurt. He looks healthy. And so it's like all decision-making, which has been his greatest strength as a quarterback in his college career. I don't know what's going on. I have no idea why. Like and certainly nobody does, or they'd be able to fix it. But it isn't the physical part to me. It's the mental part. And he's making bad reads. He's making bad decisions. I don't know why that is. And I hope that that's fixable, and confidence would certainly do a great deal for that. But I mean, it's hard to imagine. But as far as the NIL stuff, look, every player's getting NIL. Like, I don't know that that has anything to do with anything. That's a part of the game now, and it's been a part of the game long enough that doesn't matter. What was it? Was it Kleiman that was like, you know what, like that stuff, we're done with that. Now we're playing football. I mean, that's what it is now. That stuff's all already been taken care of. Like, now they're just playing football again.
I just think that, you know, Jalen Daniels deserves the opportunity to work through this, you know, because he's been with the program for so long. Remember, it wasn't that long ago, the 2022 season, that the Jayhawks were not expected to be in the position that they were. And I think they were expected to be improved that year, but that rebuild really accelerated in 2022, largely due to Jalen Daniels. And so I think that it is extremely disrespectful to him and what he has given to this program over the last five seasons for right now, after three games, to just like talk about throwing in the towel and moving on to somebody else. Because, you know, really, and I've been a KU fan for a long time, I'm calling out fellow KU fans right now that are on that bandwagon of moving away from him. Remember where you came from. Remember who took you to the dance. Jalen Daniels took you to the dance, right? It was because
he did last year, though. Like, I don't.
I'm talking about 2 years ago when it was really accelerated, when that rebuild was far and away quicker than anybody expected it to be, and it was because of Jalen Daniels. I mean, remember he went into the 2023 season as the preseason Big 12 Player of the Year because of what he did in 2022. Like, I think that's being forgotten about. And the fact that he has earned, in my opinion, a significantly long leash. Like, there's enough equity that's been built up over time where, like, I think it's just wildly disrespectful at this point to even have this be a discussion.
I'm not sure what is making it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Personal to you on the, because I think it's disrespectful to not be willing to make the change, disrespectful to the fan base, disrespectful to, like, it's disrespectful to not do the best thing to win. And again, I'm not advocating for Jalen Daniels to get benched against West Virginia. I'm just saying it, everything's on the table.
Who's a better quarterback, Jalen Daniels or Cole Ballard, in your estimation right now? Who's a better quarterback?
I don't.
At West Virginia on Saturday, Who's a better quarterback?
I'd stay with Jalen Daniels right now. Ballard. If Jalen Daniels comes out and plays like in that game, if he plays like against West Virginia the way he's played the last two, then it's time to see what else is there. And then you can go back to Jalen Daniels. Again, worst two games of his college career have come in his last two games. There's too much on the line.
Do you know Patrick Mahomes had the lowest passing yards or like the second lowest passing yards yesterday in his entire career?
Tommy,
you know that?
Patrick Mahomes has won three Super Bowls. Jalen Daniels
in 2022 to their first bowl game in 15 years.
He was 5-4 in 2022. He was 5-4. Like he was like, what are we?
He led the Jayhawks to their first bowl game in a decade and a half.
That's fantastic. And I love that he did that. But he has not been what you're making him out to be as a college football player.
Has I know I keep giving like the comparison to Patrick Mahomes, but has Patrick Mahomes been anywhere close to what he
Patrick Mahomes has won three Super Bowls. Jalen Daniels about the, has I'm started nine games two, in one
I'm
season.
I'm talking about the first two games of the year.
Nine games.
But it's a ridiculous argument at this point for Jalen Daniels.
He has not been what be you're making to, him out to be. He has played nine games in one season. That's what he's done in his college career.
So
nine games, and he was 5-4.
If there was a concern about Jalen Daniels, which I think that this was something that was under-discussed going into the season because it was all about his health and how healthy he is and coming back, it should have been more about the guy hasn't played a college football game in 365 days, longer than that. There's some rust that is going to be there when you have not been on the field for over a year. He's played three games. What did people expect for him to just come back out and be like, oh, he's back to normal, like back to amazing? He hadn't been on a field in over a year. And then even when he was, he only played, what, four or five games in 2023? Like it's been a long time, three games, since we have seen Jalen Daniels have a full season, have a full complement of being able to play football. There is going to be rust. It is a common thing. He's going to have to shake it off. And I think that he will. And I think that even a discussion about going to somebody else is a ridiculous conversation to have.
Let's go to Jeff on the line on the IHOP hotline, 869-1240. What's up, Jeff? Welcome into Sports Daily.
I mean, Mahomes may not have had his best games, but he's also undefeated. Jalen Daniels, he's not undefeated this year. Just throwing that out there.
So I mean, Jeff, I'd argue that the Chiefs are undefeated not because of Patrick Mahomes. They're undefeated because of, well, I mean, Harrison Butker and a pass in the back of the end zone that Isaiah likely couldn't keep his toenail in bounds.
Well, they have to score the points to get that many more than the other team, though. So, I mean, the NFL, it's a totally different game. The NFL is a totally different ball game than college football. But, and I hope that KU doesn't switch quarterbacks because then they just keep on losing. Because, I mean, if they're happy with losing, I'm happy with them losing. So keep them in there. Let's see how it goes. I mean, worst case, I would say they let him play the first half of West Virginia when he's doing what he's been doing. Yank him out. Try someone else. It doesn't hurt to try someone else. I don't know why you'd hang your hat on this guy. He hasn't proven anything the last 2 years. Proved that he could sit on the sideline last year.
It's tough. Appreciate the call, Jeff. The last part I think is where I'm at. I think Jalen Daniels is a potentially fascinating story, but he's, you know, in this 22 season that I look at too, he was 5-4 as a starter. He lost his last four games of that season. So it's just like, to me, waving the white flag is not being willing to do whatever it takes to win games. If you're content with letting Jalen Daniels work through it at the cost of this season, that's fine. I don't think 90% of KU fans agree with you on that. This season is not over.
I think that there's more than 10% that agree with me on this. I think I would know that more than probably
well,
you do.
This is the stupidest
conversation that I think we've probably ever had, as opposed to trying to fix what's actually wrong with the offense and talk about the real issues going on with the Jayhawks offense. It's pull the plug on Jalen Daniels. He showed you nothing. That is absolute bullcrap.
I have not said that one time. This is the stupidest
conversation we've ever had on this show.
You're insane. You're being a crazy person. Why are you so angry to think that maybe they should try something else when they're 1-2 and it looks so broken?
Jalen Daniels is their damn quarterback. He is their quarterback. and to waste time having this conversation doesn't actually get to the root of the issue with the Jayhawks offense. That's what makes me so angry about this.
Okay. All right. 869-1240. There it is for you. You guys can go back and listen on the Odyssey app. We'll come back. We got to hit on the Royals as well today. They get bad. They do not play. We'll get to the Royals. Big weekend. We'll tell you where things stand in the standings. They play and begin a big series against Detroit right now. And in a lot of ways, you could put the postseason right now on this series if they're able to have a big series in a positive way. We'll talk about that next on Sports Daily.
And 1240 KFH.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.